Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 10th, 2018. Today is Saturday in the third week of Lent. Here are a few verses from Psalm 90, one of the psalms appointed for today in the daily office. Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to another. Before the mountains were brought forth, or the land and the earth were born, from age to age, you are God. You turn us back to the dust and say, "Go back, O child of earth." For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night, you sweep us away like a dream. We fade away suddenly like grass. The span of our life is 70 years, perhaps in strength even 80. Yet the sum of them is but labor and sorrow, for they pass away quickly, and we are gone. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Here ends the reading. Birthdays always make me a bit reflective. They've been that way for me since I was a child, and I had my 59th birthday earlier this week. That means that I am now in my 60th year, albeit for just a few days, but I'm headed toward, God willing, and everything works out all right, I'm headed toward a big birthday, the big 6-0. And this week, as I've thought about the fact that there are more sunrises and sunsets behind me than there are ahead of me, the words from this psalm have been weighing on me, not in a depressive sort of way, but in a way that is heavy, recognizing that I don't have the luxury of planning for 40 years. I may not even have the luxury of planning for 10. My grandfather, who lived until he was over 90, was fond of quoting the verse from Psalm 90 about the span of our years, or the span of our life is 70 years, perhaps in strength even 80. So every time I would see him after he turned 70, if you ask Grandpa how he was, he would say, "I'm just fine, I'm in bonus time. Didn't expect to live beyond 70. Again, he was not being morbid, but he was trying to honor the psalmist's notion of numbering our days. Someone has said, it's not the number of days in your life, but it's the amount of life in your days. And I am all too aware of how easy it is to just simply get caught up in the day-to-day, the minutiae of living, the daily aggravations and irritations, the slights, the slings and the arrows, you name it, the things that get us off our game, the things that frighten us, the things that anger us, the things that make us sad. And if we're not careful, we can completely miss the great gift that happens every day when we open our eyes. Every day, a fresh start. Every day, a new opportunity. Every day, a new rising. Every day, every day. Someone else, and I've probably said it here many times, someone else has said that preachers only have two sermons, God and death, and everything else is footnotes. The truth is that as a pastor, I spend a lot of time with dying people. I spend a lot of time with people as they're breathing their last, more than most people in this culture, with the exception of hospice employees and docs in emergency rooms, I suspect. But I spend a lot of time talking with people as they look back over their life. And I got to spend a fair number of weeks on a regular basis talking with my dad as he approached his own death. And one day, out of the blue, he said to me, "You know, all the stuff that you think is important, when you're looking at the end of this great gift, some of that stuff doesn't seem so important anymore." I think that might be what the psalmist had in mind when the psalmist cautions us to, or asks God to teach us to number our days. Again, not counting them down, but numbering them for a recognition that the blessing of the blessing which those days are. I think it's interesting that one of the days in Holy Week that we're so prone to skip over is Holy Saturday. Our culture doesn't like thinking about death, and so many of us recoil on Good Friday and sort of console ourselves with, but it's okay, there's a happy ending, he rises on Sunday. But we neglect to think about that the body of the Savior rested in the tomb for all of Holy Saturday, that in-between time. I don't know where you are in your life. Maybe this little reflection will cause you to think about your days. Maybe think about prioritizing differently. Maybe it'll be a call to wake up. Maybe you've been sleepwalking through your days. They are each and every one a gift, and there is no guarantee that another one will show up. And I think that one of the great things about Lent is an opportunity for us to reflect on mortality. We began that on Ash Wednesday by having ashes imposed with the words, "Remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return." But I'm given to think that one of the most hopeful pieces of praying in the entire prayer book happens at the commendation at every funeral service. And the commendation goes like this. I have to find it. We stand around the coffin or the casket or the ashes, and the celebrant says, "Give rest, O Christ, to your servant with your saints, where sorrow and pain are no more, neither sighing, but life everlasting. You only are immortal, the creator and maker of mankind, and we are mortal, formed of the earth, and to earth shall we return. For so did you ordain when you created me, saying, 'You are dust, and to dust you shall return.' All of us go down to the dust. Yet even at the grave, we make our song, 'Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.'" I pray that God will teach us all to number our days, to remember again the great gift that each day is, and to resist the temptation to both fill it with unreflective activities and, likewise, to fill it with so many activities we never get to reflect. Teach us to number our days, O Lord. Let us pray. O God, you know us to be set in the midst of so many and great dangers, that by reason of the frailty of our nature we cannot always stand upright. Grant us such strength and protection as may support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.